a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network as well as normal, and also on the KU satellite sitting there 22,500 miles above the surface of the earth, beaming down the message of liberty, truth, and freedom. Can't beat it with a stick. And low power FMs and AMs now out there broadcasting the truth 24 hours a day. And thanks to everybody listening on those stations and everybody operating them. Very big, very huge. I can't thank you enough for the work that you guys do. And it's essential in us getting the message of truth, liberty, and freedom out. And I think it's going to be key in helping to move Ron Paul's campaign along. So get those micros up as quickly as you possibly can. There's a letter from Ed Brown. They're both in jail. And I'm having real difficulty trying to determine what they're trying to do legally. And I've not had a chance to listen to the show that runs during the day. But Ed says, please keep us in your prayers. Picture is the first. I guess he got a picture. He said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I need pictures badly. I have nothing, and my heart is breaking. We, as an Ed and Elaine, have never been apart this long before, and I'm really concerned for her. They hurt me permanently. The damage will be with me for the rest of my life. I pray to God they didn't do anything to my wife or any of the other guys. Please put the word out. We seek reliable counsel to work with us. Maybe on the internet you might get the interest up. I'm curious as to what Larry Beecraft has to say about this case. My wife and I are generous people, and all the cases we wish to file in the name of the law are extremely winnable cases. Trust me, I'm not cavalier about this. After what they've already done to me, I have no illusions. God bless. Edward Lewis Brown. Don't forget these folks. These are political prisoners, folks. These are people who dared to stand up, and they dared to say no, and they paid a price. And we can't forget these folks. And I need to get the addresses where you can write to them and send money for their commissary accounts. I mean, just to go to the doctor, they even have to pay in the system. And, you know, the things that they need, and that kind of thing. I mean, it's not a picnic for him. And my thoughts and prayers are with Ed and Elaine. And I try to keep an eye on what's going on, but I've not totally figured out how the legal process is working for them and what they're planning on doing. One minute I hear that, you know, there's attorneys involved, the next there's not, and now they're looking for attorneys. Well, I'll try to get that all spiffed out and figured out. And give you guys an update here very soon. Back with more in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Ed Brown, get a pen and paper handy here, and I'll give you the address where you can write to Ed and Elaine both. Ed Brown, if you want to write to Ed, it's Ed Brown, 03923-049, Elkton, E-L-K-T-O-N, F-C-I, P.O. Box 10, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432. Let's give that to you one more time. Ed Brown, 03923-049, Elkton, FCI, P.O. Box 10, Lisbon, Ohio, 44432. If you want to write to Elaine, it's Elaine Brown, 03924-049, Federal Correctional Institute, 33 and a half Pembroke Station, Route 37, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. Okay, her information one more time. Elaine Brown, 03924-049, Federal Correctional Institute, 33 1/2, Pembroke, P-E-M as in Mary, B-R-O-K-E, Station, Route 37, Danbury, Connecticut, 06811. And I know they would appreciate your letters and everything else, and the others that are sitting in jail waiting trial. Get Danny Riley, Reno Gonzalez, Jason Gerhardt, and Bob Wolf that are sitting there. And folks, these are political prisoners. These are people that have stood up and said, no, we're not taking this crap anymore. And they drew a line in the sand. And they're paying the price for that. And we need to continue to honor these people for their sacrifice and what they've done for us. And folks, these will not be the last. It's in Elaine Brown now. It's the Liberty Dollar that they're going after, because they're afraid. The scam's been exposed on a number of fronts. This economy is about to completely crash. The euro finished higher, the highest it's ever been against the dollar today. And we're saying that now at least once a week. At least once a week this is happening. And it's going to continue, and it's going to continue, and it's going to continue until we either make a change or something happens that causes the change. And I don't want to see us armed in the streets. That's something I don't want. Americans shooting Americans, that just curls my stomach. Now, however, if they bring foreign troops in, baby, it's on. But the thought of Americans killing Americans is in my feeling is patently wrong. But they are testing us and they are pushing us at every extreme. It's H.R. 1955. This domestic terrorist act. Homegrown terrorism. This is Jane Harmon. The bill that she had pushed through Congress. Over 404 representatives voted for this thing. It's in the Senate and Joe Lieberman's committee now. And it's going to pass. It's going to come out of there. It's going to be hunky-dory. Oh, we've done a great thing to stymie terrorism in the United States. And they're going to lump anybody who disagrees. They're going to lump those of us here in this freedom movement, this patriot movement, in with this. And they're essentially going to set up McCarthy-type commissions and hearings with wide subpoena power, the ability to investigate. Because people disagree. Because the government is now America. Folks, that's not the way it's supposed to be. The government is supposed to be working for us, not us working for them and bowing down. George Bush is not America. Dick Cheney is not America. Condoleezza Rice is not America. America is the man and the woman that get up every morning, wake their kids up, feed them breakfast and dress them for school, send them on their way, and then they themselves go off to work and try to make ends meet. and they're finding it more and more difficult to do so because the dollar is in free fall. And it's all by design. All of this by design. They're tanking this economy on purpose. On purpose. And we're going to pay for the pleasure. We've been paying for the pleasure of our own demise now for so long that it is time we literally have to stop feeding the beast. We have to stop participating in anything that has to do with feeding the beast. It's time to stop. It's time to draw that line in the sand and say, no more. You're not getting any more money. You're not getting anything else. I'm tired of seeing my hard-earned money go down a rat hole. You're robbing it, and you're stealing from me, and I'm tired of it. And America needs to stand up, and more people are waking up because their dollar is buying less. And even more people will wake up when they're not able to buy food, when they're not able to afford their shelter. I talked about this last night. Food pantries around the country are running short because the number of families, working people, are coming in, and they can't handle the demand. And we're sitting here on the precipice looking over at the fall of this country. The end of the grand experiment, folks. And they virtually create the realities out of thin air, and everybody is supposed to go along and to believe it. They want to usher in this RFID technology, all of this stuff, to totally enslave and totally control us. And to have control of every aspect of our lives, even our very thoughts. And that thinking that the government might be wrong becomes a crime. In the Senate, this bill from H.R. 1955 is S. 1959. And we need to get on the phone to senators and say, this ain't going to happen. You do this and you're going home. They slipped this one by us. I mean, it's just time that we tell them, look, no more. We've had enough. And you can't take any more from us because we refuse to allow it. It's a matter of saying no. No. And there may be a price to pay for that. But by God, at least you stood up and you said no. And it's going to be required of all of us at some point in time. We've talked about how far we're prepared to go with this. And each individual has to make that determination. How far they're willing to go. You know, Michael Herzog's had a number of programs on about expatriation. And a lot of people are very interested in it and getting out of Dodge. And I can understand people wanting to do that. But really, in the end, where are you going to run to? Where are you going to hide? Because in the end, it's all coming for you anyway. You just buy some time. And there's probably not anything wrong with buying some time. But I don't see how I can leave when this battle is just now really being joined. And I think we can win. Because I know failure's not an option. It's just people coming together, putting aside their differences and understanding that the overriding thing that has to be done is the restoration of this country and the Constitution. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Something deep inside is dying. I try to understand my thoughts. There's nothing here that really matters.
Back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, our number tonight, if you want to join us in the conversation, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Tomorrow night on the program, what are you thankful for? Give that some thought. And give us a call tomorrow night and we'll talk about that. What you're thankful for. If you're up kind of sitting there, hey, getting that turkey ready and getting ready to roll, then hey, you're up and going good. So you'll be there and prepped and ready, and already in the frame of mind to tell us what you're thankful for. I'm just so looking forward to Thanksgiving with family and stuff. That's really going to be cool. All right, deputies raid a house. Turns out it's the wrong address, and they end up killing the dog. Here's a clip from WJLA TV. Take a listen to this. If it's going to run here, just saying, let's see if it'll run.
When you connect to the world,
now they want to run a commercial on me. You always hate it when they want to run the commercials. And I went, thought I went past the commercial, but obviously it didn't. It's decided to blow up on me. That's the thing. You know, we rely on these computers just too dadgum much. In the old days, you would have gotten this and you would have put it on audio and had it ready to roll. But there you go. That's how it is. That's how it is in the world of radio today. We just rely on these darn computers. I mean, when I started doing radio, it was turntables. And now we've got all this good stuff. All right, here we go. Let's see. We got the dog here.
When you connect to the...
No, they're not even going to run it. All right, the clip's bad for some reason. But essentially what happened... is you've got this couple sitting home on a Friday night watching a movie, and cops break in and start knocking on the door, say, open the door, please open the door. But they're for 45 minutes holding these people prisoner in their own home. It's Pam and Frank Myers. Wouldn't even let them go to the bathroom. Pam Meyer says, it's terrifying. I can't sit on my couch at night anymore. I'm looking over my shoulders the whole time. Meyer said the deputies knew immediately they had raided the wrong home. They said it could have ended with an apology until the couple heard two shots from the yard. And I said, you just shot my dog. I said, Pam Meyer, through tears, I just wanted to go out and hold her a bit. They wouldn't even let me go out. The couple's five-year-old boxer, Pearl, was killed. Deputy says he feared for his life and said the dog would bark. There was no danger to the deputies. Search of court record shows a warrant for a suspected drug dealer who lives two doors away. And the address clearly displayed on the house. But then again, we're in our ninja suits. We're going, pumped up, SWAT vans loaded. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, it's no wonder the dog didn't get, you know, the dog gets shot. Otherwise, probably would have gotten tasered. And this is what this is coming to in America. Look, I mean, we've got situations like in Boston. They're going to have the squads go through and take out guns from the homes of people in Boston because their kids might be in the gangs. Well, look, here's how you solve the gang problem. His mom and dad need to go into boy's room, take said gun, and at the next drive-by, mom and dad need to be putting some shots into that car, and I tell you, it stops. Same thing with this guy in Houston. You know, a lot of people are going to demonize this guy because he took action, but look, he's on the phone to 911 saying, hey, get over here. These people are robbing the place next door. And you need to get here now. Don't go outside. Don't do anything. Just sit right there. Be afraid. I mean, for all he knew, it could have been his house next. So he walks out with a shotgun, and he kills them both. Shoots them both. He kills one and injures the other. They're robbing the place next door. Yeah, he might have been safe today, but what about tomorrow or the next day? Oh, well, we're here to protect and serve you. We're here to do all this. Please. Do as we tell you. No. The problem is with this whole crime thing is they know that everybody's afraid. And so they'll bust into your house knowing that there's a pretty darn good chance you're not going to have a gun, that you're going to be scared so bad that they will they'll get to do anything they want, or hopefully you're going to be gone. But when you've got the great equalizer in the house, they have to think twice about it. Because it just might not end up the way they want it to. Back in a minute with more, we've got Gene in Texas holding on the line. We'll talk with him after the break. This is the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, and glad you're with us. So straight to the phone, Gene in Texas, you're on board, sir. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. Thanks for waiting.
How you doing there, Mike? This is your front porch guy.
How's it going tonight?
Hadn't been calling in too much late last day. it's hard for me to restrain my language long enough to talk.
I understand.
But, you know, you mentioned the taser deal a few weeks ago. I hadn't been watching TV much last month. In fact, I unplugged it a few days ago. I couldn't take it anymore. I was watching that deal on CNN where, for some particular reason, they showed 3 in a row, and that was the last of that, where those 2 Gestapo goons murdered that woman in the airport because she got excited. Then they showed the little black girl down in some southern state where the cop had her arm up behind her neck, you know. I didn't hear any static about that. Brother Al and the other guy, you know, they didn't come down there to defend that, but, you know. And then they had the other big fat cop tasering the woman in the street laying there. And all the time these people hollered, don't resist, don't resist, while they're doing that, like they could control their reactions, you know.
Right. Yeah, they recently tasered a guy in the eye.
Oh, I know. It's getting sick, man. But nobody's seen, you know, they don't seem to be outraged. You'd think the whole, especially shorting on the mainstream propaganda machine, you'd think somebody might raise a little cane about it, but no.
Well, but the thing is, the propaganda machine, it puts out the story that these people deserved it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they do slant it that way. Well, it's like that one where they had Vicente Fox saying that Bush was not a horseman, he's kind of afraid to ride. Immediately after the report, which I was surprised they even showed that, that's been a month or so ago, and immediately after that, they had two authentic-looking Texas guys come up and explain how that was really normal down here to herd cows in a truck and all that, you know, so they covered that, you know. It's total propaganda, lies 24 hours a day. So I just unplug, man. I can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, I watch very, very little TV. Occasionally, I will sit down and watch a movie with the wife or the kids, and may watch a documentary every now and then on television, and maybe the Food Network every now and then, and occasionally a NASCAR race. And that's it. I mean,
I watch a few things like that. I watch, you know, occasionally I tried to watch a movie here a while back, and it was nothing but garbage. Talk about that writer's strike. I don't know how you'll know if they're gone. They don't have any plot anymore. It's mostly the F word and a bunch of hunching and moaning, you know. I mean, that's about it.
I think they're doing us a favor. Yeah. I think they're doing us a favor by taking some time off.
Total garbage. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I guess I've been in a funk the last few weeks, and I get that way every once in a while. I wanted to let you know, I heard you talking about waking up and wishing you'd have been there. I'll be 69 years old in a couple of weeks if they allow me.
Right.
And I only started waking up a couple of years ago, and it's all due to this low-power FM.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a blessing to me and a curse because it does tend to keep you upset by hearing the truth, but you got to hear it. And, I think that's one of the best ideas I've ever heard you come up with or anyone is to expand the coverage on these small radio stations, because if it weren't for that, I wouldn't get to hear it except at certain times, because you can't sit by your computer, you know, and tune in.
Yeah,
and
the cool thing, Gene, is I'm starting to get emails from people that say, hey, I have a micro, we're carrying you.
Yeah.
Or I'm about to put a micro up. Where do I need to go to get some information?
Right.
Or who do I need to call? And I'm getting more and more of these emails are coming in every day.
Well, thank God.
And, yeah, and I mean, they're, you know, the guys are putting stations up all over the country.
Yeah.
And eventually, Gene, we're going to fight them in their own front yard.
Well, you know, because of that is the only reason I heard of it. And I discovered it by accident. I think I mentioned it before.
Right.
I spent most of my life, I always contending with certain things, but they were the things I knew about. But I never knew about the bottom line things. You know, you only knew about, used to make noise about pollution, this and that, the things that we knew about. But we didn't know where to go to hear this other. I didn't know it existed until I heard it on there.
Yeah, you know, I had always thought that I had was a pretty up-to-date guy, knew what was going on. But what I realized in the end was, it's kind of like, you know, you got one of those old radios with the round tuning knob.
Yes.
And you're getting the channel.
Yeah.
Which are off just one click. And so you're getting lots of static and stuff along with it. And so eventually, what happens? You finally click over and you're right there in the dead center on the channel. And all of a sudden you're getting the full blow here. And you're going, oh my.
That's right.
That's not what I was hearing one click over.
Yeah. And, that's true. Well, I just want you to know that you're doing more in the short time that you've been awake, as you say, than most people, and you don't know how much it means to the people out here to hear this. Your program is the tops on the network. I like John Stadtmiller's program. By the way, he did kind of jump on that Herzog deal the other day after a two-hour scenic tour of Mexico and all the extolling all the virtues. I don't think John liked that too much, and I sure didn't. In fact, I took off work early to come on call. I couldn't get in. Because you know, we even had a guy. I think what disappointed me so much about that was that not only did he praise it a lot, but the callers did. They had one guy from Alaska called in, wanted to know if he could draw his. They had a consultant as his guest.
Right.
It's Herzog's guest, and one guy called him from Alaska wanted to know if he could draw his Social Security check down there. And the man assured him that he could. So, you know, that's just almost more I can take. Like, this nation's going to keep on sending out checks, right? Nothing's wrong here. And they're not going to ever get to that corner of the world. And you'll be safe if you just run and stay low.
Yeah, eventually you're going to run out of places. Eventually you're going to run out of places to run to.
Yeah, and I was under the impression that Mexico, Canada, the U.S. was all part of this thing, you know.
Yeah, eventually we're all going to be one happy family. Tortillas for everybody.
Well, I'll let you go. My voice is not in too good a shape lately, but Mike, I thank you so much, and God bless you, brother, for being on. And it means the world to lots of folks like me. I notice the variety of callers you get. And all the subjects you cover, and you give everybody a shot at it, and believe me, it's a blessing.
I appreciate it, Gene.
Thank you, brother.
Come sit on the porch anytime. You have a good night. Let's go to Ken in Texas. Ken, welcome to the program. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, hey, this is Ken down in Fort Worth. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ken. What's on your mind?
When I was up in northern Indiana, there's a guy rebroadcasting in northern Indiana.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I could hear some of the shows from up there. Did you see that article about NorFed when they come in and stole their silver and gold?
I did.
That's called theft, ain't it?
Yeah,
the Constitution says silver and gold for money, and they stole it.
Yeah, essentially what the federal government is saying is they're coming to us and saying, hey, you can't barter for goods.
But they're telling you can't compete with the Federal Reserve Corporation either.
Yeah.
They think you're stupid. I'm getting the point. I think you're real stupid. But out these people, hope NorFed sue them.
Well, see, they already had pending litigation with the U.S. Mint. And NorFed has won every time before, and now these guys are coming back. And essentially what they do is they go in and put them out of business, try to make it impossible for them to continue on.
Right. If they take all your value, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Ron Paul's got an article tomorrow, or ad tomorrow in USA Today.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be a big one.
And, you know, it'd be nice. I just want to pretend like I'm reading it right now. I've got a bill to put in, abolish the Federal Reserve Corporation, H.R. 25, write your congressman and tell him to sign a discharge petition now and get it on the floor.
Yeah.
How long does it take to wait to get this stuff on the floor? I've written to Nancy Pelosi. The New American Magazine puts out an index. Maybe you've seen it. A Freedom Index.
Right.
Ron Paul gets 100, and Nancy Pelosi got 30. I wrote to her. I said, when Ron Paul votes, you copy him exactly. And Tom Coburn, he gets 100% in the Senate, and Hillary got 10. And I wrote her. I said, that's a 90% spread. You copy Coburn when he votes.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it's time we start telling these people it's our way or the highway.
Tell them. I would write to all these congressmen. Chess bores me, but not playing with congressmen. That's exciting. But the thing is, you got to do some reading. And when you do some reading, they know you read and they don't.
Right.
When you see people on TV, you say, well, they're on television, they know a lot. No, they don't. Not really. And, of course, they'll tell them, well, I went to 4 years of college, and I know everything. Wrong. They know a little bit. But so, yeah. what have you learned in the last 20 years, you know?
What part of that education did you apply, as in none?
Huh?
What part of that education did they apply? None.
Well, they quit learning when they got their bachelor's degree.
That's
the whole point, you know. They got to keep learning, you know.
Yeah.
I was at a Birch Society booth one day, and I was talking to the guy helping him out. I said, you know, you can sit here and argue real hard with somebody. When they smarten up, they'll argue just as hard with you.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you later.
Hey, Ken, thanks for calling. Please
bless
call
you guys.
Again.
Okay.
Say hello to everybody in Fort Worth. CH in Alabama. Welcome to the program.
Here
tonight,
you Mike.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. I wanted to call and speak about a couple of three things. I don't know if I'll have time, but first I wanted to commend you for doing what you do, for being here on the radio. And I know a little bit more than most folks about radio. And folks, Mike has most likely spent a whole lot of his own money initially to do his little network before he got on Republic, his smaller network.
Right.
And set everything up so he could be on the radio and we could have this call in. And I really appreciate that, Mike, because I have some idea of what you've had to go through and what you've had to do and the hoops you've had to jump through to get to where you are now. And I want you to know that I, for one, really appreciate it.
I appreciate that so much. I see it as me just doing what I can do. And
well,
that the only thing I've ever been good at is running my mouth.
You're doing really well. You're doing
well,
buddy.
Yeah,
I heard Alex talking today on the phone, on the radio, about these polls and how he had this Zogby poll commissioned. And most people don't think this through. I know I had not. But these polls are so completely rigged and skewed for the candidate that they want to push out front. And and they bury Ron Paul and whoever else they don't want mentioned in it. And it's important that people realize that. And if you go to Jones Report or USA News on the Internet, there's a whole article about this really fair Zogby poll Alex had commissioned, not skewed for Ron Paul, but across the board fair, more or less. And Ron Paul comes in ahead in every category.
Yeah, it was a totally blind poll where they basically used the biography of each individual candidate. And Ron Paul was just kicking their teeth, except in one section where Giuliani wins.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Zogby coming out now saying that Giuliani leads amongst conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the farthest thing from the truth. Again, it's the spin, and CH, it's this perceived reality.
Yes.
That they try to create to make people think that voting for Ron Paul is a wasted vote because, again, It's supposed to be a contest.
Mike, from what I heard today, I truly believe that in several states, if not more than that, that he is the outright front runner. And this is a deep, dark secret that's being kept from us. And like you were talking about last night or the night before, if he does well in New Hampshire, it's Katie bars the door, and these folks are big trouble. And they are really starting to panic here.
Yeah, I mean, just think of how they panicked when Pat Buchanan carried New Hampshire a few years ago. I mean, they panicked.
Yes.
And you get Ron Paul carrying New Hampshire and doing well in Iowa, and these people are going to be wetting themselves trying to figure out what to do.
Whatever you folks are doing, that you're listening to me, I'm in a local Ron Paul group. I put my money where my mouth is here now. We are doing a whole lot, and we're redoubling our efforts, and everyone listening to me has to do that too. We'll never have another chance like this probably in our lifetimes to get him up as high as we can in recognition. He's already changed the whole political landscape in America, and they just don't want to admit it, and it hasn't come out on the mainstream news yet. But I believe we will begin to see that very soon.
Yeah, I think so, because as we go along, I mean, they put out a call today saying, hey, we need to make ad buys earlier. $200,000 gets raised. Poof.
Mm-hmm.
Just off some emails going out. And he's not the fringe candidate that they expect him to be. And there's a lot of people out here that are tired and they're fed up and they know that there's been something wrong for a long time. And his message is simple enough, CH, that people grasp it and go, ah, there we go. We got to get back to basics and stop all this drivel of running all over the world, being everywhere, being in everybody's business. And we got to get back to basics of not spending more than what we have and keeping the money in the people's hands, because that's how you generate wealth. It's how you generate prosperity in a country, not running it down a hole for every little project and war they want to go fight.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. As far as the gun thing goes, I think that the guy did the right thing. 61-year-old gentleman in Texas, I think he acted with responsibility. I don't think he was a hothead and flew off the handle. I think he was truly afraid for him and his family, and I think he did the right thing. And more people need to live in a gun-friendly areas like he does, like I do here in Alabama, and the country would be a lot better place.
Yeah, CH, I appreciate the call. We've got to take
God
a break.
Bless you, Mike.
Bless you too, brother. Excellent points. Back in a minute with more. Final segment here around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Of the Midnight Rider. You know, nobody's going to protect our stuff but us. Whether it's your home, it's your property, it's your neighbor's property, or your freedom. We can't sit around and expect somebody to do that for us, because it's just not going to happen. And while you're sitting around waiting for somebody to come rescue you, they're going to walk away with all your stuff. And that includes your freedoms. See, we bought into this whole thing that the government was benevolent towards us. Chicken in every pot, Social Security, Medicare, all these grants and programs that the government puts out. And yet in the end, it wasn't out of benevolence, but out of a desire to control and to enslave. You know, for many people, 40 to 50% of what they make goes to pay this illegal income tax. A law that doesn't exist that says that the average person has to pay income tax, when in fact the average person does not. But everybody has bought into this. And so 40%, 50% of what people make go down a hole. It's up to us to protect what we have, because the government's not going to do it. The media certainly is not going to do it. They proved totally ineffective and totally sold out. And not willing to report the truth any longer. And we're at a point in this country that if we're going to protect our freedom, and we're going to protect our liberty, and we're going to push forward a good future for our kids and our grandkids, then we better start protecting it now. And we better be ready to fight for it and to defend it at all costs. Because what kind of a world do you want to live in? What kind of a country do you want to live in? Are you okay with a police state? Are you okay with having to stand in line for food because it's all gone? Are you okay with getting vaccines and giving your family vaccines that might make them sick, might give your little kids autism? We have to protect it. We have to be ready to defend it. And we do it out of love. Love for our families. Love for our neighbors and our fellow man. That's what this is about. It's about us as people and as human beings. And this is a fight for our survival. They don't want us advancing. They don't want us going any further. They don't want us to see us become better people, because when we become better people, they no longer matter and they're no longer in control. And so they're going to do everything they can to keep us down on the farm, dumb and stupid and medicated, so we don't cause a problem. If you value your freedom, you value your family, it's time to stand up. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. Tomorrow night, it's What You're Thankful For night. Do that tomorrow night. See you tomorrow. God bless.